This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's Thursday morning. I'm Anastasia. I'm going to be taking you through till midday. I've got a couple of messages to attend to before I forget about them. Lovely to hear you today. I'm a school teacher, and bullying is one of the hardest things to deal with. And it would be very, very challenging and confronting for you because you're a teacher. But this is a must watch because it's all about teachers and administrators and what they don't do to save, well, to help these kids. So this is particularly, I think every teacher and administrator and educator should watch this. Actually, everybody should watch it because it affects everybody's life. Now, speaking of bullying, it's really bizarre because I wasn't expecting to see one of my mates just rock up here, but he's just turned up and he's walked into the studio. His name's Mason and he's a volunteer here. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Well, you know what? The reason I'm excited about you being here today is because you know exactly what it's like to be bullied, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Can you talk a little bit about how it's made you feel?
Pretty really bad about myself, generally.
Okay, yep.
That's what it does. It just kind of eats you up inside because it's like it happened every day during primary school and like high school. High school in particular was pretty bad because everyone took joy in making me angry and like getting to me. So it was just – I kind of fed into it by not just ignoring it, but – it's like it's not my fault that it happened.
Yeah. So, Mason, I mean, you don't have to go in extreme detail, but why do you think you were getting bullied? Was it something in specific that you or you couldn't place it? Or what was it? Why were you getting bullied?
I don't know.
Think, anyway?
It was just easy target, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have that many friends and, like, they enjoyed calling me, like, faggot and dyke and, like, lesbo and stuff. Because I am trans, so.
Yep.
Early childhood was very, like, in primary school, in fact, like, they really enjoyed calling me a dyke and just like, oh, you dirty lesbo and stuff like that. Like,
yep.
It was pretty cruel.
Absolutely cruel.
But, yeah.
And how did you internalise that? How did you deal with being victim? Like, you know, how did you deal with it?
I tried to just brush it off, but, like, it still got to me a lot.
Of course.
But, like, I'm getting over that and, like, I'm moving forward in a positive direction now, but,
yeah,
like, it still upsets me when I hear, like, kind of, like, when people drive past and, like, they just yell out insults. Like, I've
Absolutely.
Had that happen where they just yell out faggot to me. And I was just like, this
yeah.
is so unnecessary. I don't know why people don't just have respect others and just not kind of be cruel for no reason.
Absolutely. Well, see, this is why this movie is really, look, I mean, I got really I was karate chopping the air in the cinema. Like, Mason, I was so angry because it's five different kids and two have committed suicide because they just could not deal with the bullying anymore.
But it's even worse now because with cyberbullying, because it gets into your house, like,
yes,
with just like with my kind of bullying, it was in kind of the beginning area of computers, so it wasn't really online and it wasn't really by phone.
Yep.
It was mainly in person, but now it's becoming more kind of, oh, I'm going to text you or I'm going to Facebook you, create a fake kind of account and like slander
Absolutely.
You online.
Which also means that no one's held accountable. No one's held accountable for the way they treat people because you can get online and just abuse people.
Yeah.
And you can also say, well, I was only kidding. Cyberbullying is a really big one. Look, we want to hear from you. We are going to be speaking to director Lee Hirsch Mason, who is the filmmaker of this movie called Bully.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about it because he's really passionate. And I get the feeling he's probably been bullied himself and that's probably why he made the film. So we'll find out more.
It's definitely a great kind of step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
To have it kind of create a conversation about these issues.
Yep. Hey, Mace, one more question. Have you ever stood up to a bully?
Yeah, actually, I have.
What happened?
Well, I got really anxious, but I did it and it kind of, it stopped really because they just left me alone after that.
Yeah. It's about actually confronting the bully.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And if you're watching it happen, it's also about not enabling it and actually standing up to it.
Yeah, you don't want to create the culture where it's acceptable.
Absolutely, because essentially the bully's afraid as well.
Yeah.
You know what? You're amazing for actually sharing this, because I know that it's full-on stuff for you, because you've been going through a lot and you've been discriminated against because, like you said, you know, you are trans and this stuff is huge for you.
Pretty much, because it's like I internalize it.
So absolutely.
It's really hard to get rid of it once you've internalized this kind of self-hatred.
Yeah, of course. But, hey, how lucky are we to have this organization?
As well as, like, you're going to be... Because of this organisation, you're interviewing someone that's created such great work.
Absolutely. Exactly. Without Joy, there wouldn't be any Joy. And we're getting a bit of Joy because you and me are here and we've got some amazing listeners. Shall we put on a song, Mason?
All right. Let's get it.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing, hon.
It's all right.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Only the horses, eh? The gorgeous Scissor Sisters. They're openly gay. Not that that should matter, but he is. Actually, it does matter when you're open about something. It makes a change, doesn't it? And the Manic Monday Drive team did a fantastic interview with the lead man of Scissor Sisters, Jake, and he was absolutely adorable. And you're pretty adorable as well. And we're having a great show. We've got some wonderful interaction. We're talking about bullying today. It's a big thing. The reason we're talking about it is I had the privilege of watching a documentary titled Bully. It's part of the Melbourne International Film Festival. And we're going to be speaking to the director and filmmaker of that documentary, Lee Hirsch. He'll be joining us to talk about it. And it's something that I'm very passionate about because it's I tell you what, being gay wasn't easy. But it's not only about being gay. It's just about... anything different, if someone doesn't understand something, depending from their background, they can easily bully. And some people are not even aware that they're bullying. So we want to talk about it today, and I want to hear from you if you've got anything that you want to talk to me about if you've ever stood up to a bully. What happened? How did they react? I'd love to hear from you. All right, now, I've got a couple of messages that I can't forget to get to. We've got one here. I love Mason's strength to share such a personal story. That's from Caroline. You're a legend. Thank you so much for your input, darling. Here's another one. Thank you so much for the constant love and support that you provide. Bullying is a lifelong challenge. Let's stamp it out. Lots of love, Tristan. Yep, with you on that 100%. Thank you so much. Another one here. Awesome show. Thank you. I love being part of the gay community, but I find that we fight so hard for equality and for an end to the discrimination against us that we forget that we are doing the same thing that we hate to others in our community. So with you on that one. I loved your chat with your friend before and with Mason, as both confirmed and spoke about the fact that they were bullied by members of our own community. For us to move forward as a community, I think we need to promote change within our circles. Thanks for talking about the issue of bullying. I was bullied all through high school, but have come out the other side as a happy and confident person. That's from Simon. Oh, my God. That makes me kind of want to cry. And that is so beautiful. And that's what it's all about. It's about coming on the other side, because ultimately the result of bullying, unfortunately, is suicide. That ultimately is what happens when someone doesn't want to get out of bed anymore and doesn't want to face bullying anymore. That's what happens. And you know what? When people say, victims of bullying are weak, you know what? It takes a really strong person to be getting up every day, day in, day out, and being abused. Okay, so victims of bullies or people that are being bullied are not weak at all. In fact, they're very, very strong. So don't forget that. We do have so many support networks, though. We've got Suicide Line, which is 1-300-651-251 that you can always call. There's Lifeline 24-hour service. It's 1-3-111-4. That's 1-3-111-4. We also have a suicide callback service, 1-300-659-467. Another one, which is for Kids Helpline, 1-800-55-1800. That's 1-800-55-1800. And another really important one here is Headspace, which is also screening the movie Bully, which I'll tell you a bit about shortly when I'm speaking to the director of this. You can get onto headspace.org.au and find out a little bit more. There is so much support out there. It's just about reaching out. And hey, this is the wonderful thing. We're a gay and lesbian radio station. We're talking about it and it's wonderful. We are going to be speaking to the director of Bully, and he he'll be telling us about his motivation behind the film, and I'm very excited to be sharing it with you.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. I'm Anastasia, taking you through till midday. Now, today has sparked up so many SMSs. It's sparked up something that everyone feels really passionate about, and it's about bullying. And I recently viewed a fantastic documentary, which is part of, it's screening part of the Melbourne International Film Festival, and it dives into five different families, okay? And it's about kids getting bullied, and I found it a very confronting movie, and I have got the director and filmmaker on the line now. His name's Lee Hirsch. Welcome.
Hey, good to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're a busy man.
Not too busy to talk to y'all.
Well, you know what? You're busy changing lives, Lee, so thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
So firstly, I want to talk to you about why. Why did you make a documentary about bullying?
So, you know, I was bullied as a kid, and, you carry that memory, the emotional memory, the landscape of that stayed with me, and I felt like there had never, there'd never been a film about bullying.
Yeah.
And it just seems so common. It's such a common thread that I think everybody can relate to. Everybody's got a story, whether you were bullied, whether you were a bully, if you were just a bystander, which is what most kids are, they watch it, they don't know what to do. And then I really wanted to make this film for kids that go through it, so that, you know, they have this thing that says, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. And this is what I go through, and it's real. And so all of those reasons, were part of the drive to make the film.
Yeah. Well, you've got a central character who I have to say, Lee, I felt incredibly protective of. Like, I fell in love with him instantly. I'm talking about Alex, the 12-year-old. And yeah. It was, I think most people felt this way, sitting in that cinema and watching him be bullied every day, and simply for the fact of why, because I still don't know why. Was it because he was beautiful? He had these big, beautiful lips and these gorgeous glasses, and he was just adorable. And yet because he was different, he was bullied constantly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the key things is bullying is often just about kids that are different, that don't fit the norm of that world. And for Alex, people thought he was funny looking, but he also has Alex has Asperger's.
Right. So, okay. Yes. Yes.
You know, he doesn't have the same kind of connections to social cues that other kids might have, but he doesn't have like a visible disability, and that's really two groups that are really on the front lines with bullying are kids with special needs and GLBT kids.
Yes.
There's just a lot of work to be done.
Lee, I was really proud also that you've actually it's about five kids basically, yeah? Can you tell us a little bit more about, without giving too much away about the documentary, it's about five different kids, right?
Well, yeah, there's three kids whose stories that we follow, and there's two families who very, very tragically their children have died of suicide.
And ultimately that's the result of bullying, isn't it, Lee?
Sorry, say that again?
Ultimately that's the result of bullying if it's not dealt with. I mean, that's the worst case scenario.
I don't want to suggest that's the result of bullying. I think that it is an outcome, and it's a very, very sad and tragic thing to contemplate that there are kids that feel so hopeless that they take their lives.
Yeah.
It's tough terrain that. I think when I think about kids that are bullied, the biggest thing that comes to my mind is how strong they are.
Absolutely.
To like get up every day, go back to school. I mean, as is, in the States alone, we have almost 200,000 kids that don't go to school on any given day because they're terrified of being bullied. But, you know, if you think of that there's 13 million that are being bullied, the vast majority of those kids are waking up, putting on the bravest face they know how, and going in there. And that, you know, that leads me to Kelby. You know, Kelby is a girl. She's a lesbian.
That's who I wanted to bring up with you. Yeah.
What's that?
That's what I wanted to bring up with you, that you cover also a lesbian as well. And of course, this is a gay and lesbian radio station, so it really rang true to me watching that documentary, watching her be completely discriminated.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing that was so, kick-ass about Kelby is that, you know, she says this in the film, she, could have left her town.
Yes!
And she said, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stand in this town, and I'm going to make a difference so that the next generation, the next kid, doesn't have to go through what I went through. And,
yeah.
You know, really, really powerful young woman. Actually, Kelby is a guy now.
Yeah.
He's a young man. And, you know, just wicked.
That's awesome.
You guys should give him a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we just had Mason in, who's transgender. So we spoke a little bit about his experience of being bullied and getting called lesbo and dyke. And now he is a transgender, so he's male. So, yeah, very similar story. And it's just so beautiful to know that you're covering it, because it's all in cinema. I mean, we go in there and watch this documentary, but you've brought life to an issue that really needs to be dealt with. And I mean, how's it been for you watching the way people have been reacting to it? How's it been received so far, Lee?
Oh, it's just been overwhelming for me.
Yep.
I think, you know, I've had the opportunity to screen the film at the White House.
Oh, wow.
One day we had, you know, a screening. We had 7,000 kids at once in Los Angeles. And at the end, you could hear a pin drop through the whole movie. And at the end, they're cheering for Alex. They're cheering for Kelby. There's been a lot of wonderful things. Just seeing the really positive impact on the kids in the film.
Yeah.
Alex just took the stage the other night in San Francisco. And with Sean Kingston was the performer. He was getting a youth award, and he said to Sean, "Hey Sean, you mind if I drop some rhymes?" Give him a beat, and he started rapping, and he just killed it, you know. And so to see the kids in this movie,
yes,
doing so well is also a great source of joy for me.
Well, Lee, I saw that, and I'll direct our listeners to the Facebook page as well, Bully.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, because this morning before I got on air, I actually got onto the Facebook page and just went through it and stuff, and I saw the central character, which is the 12-year-old Alex, and I saw him with Sean Kingston rapping out, vibing out, and I got really, really emotional, because this is the kid that was, you know, being bullied every day, and you can just to see him have so much strength was just so empowering. So it would be wonderful for you to see that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, now, Lee, tell us just a little bit more. What I'm curious about is, I mean, this would have been huge for you to go into the schools and document bullying. How was that for you? How were you able to do that without it being scripted, or without it feeling a little bit too invasive for the students in the school?
You know, it was myself and my producer, Cynthia, that were in the school, and it didn't feel like a movie was being made.
Yeah.
You know, I just had a small, what looks like a still camera. You know, and we told all the students what we were there to do, what the film was about, to come up to us if they had any questions or had issues or, you know, but really quickly, they forgot about us. Life kind of took over, and you know, that first week or so where kids look kind of play to the camera, just stopped really quickly, and they went on with their lives and kind of were bored with the fact that there were people filming there.
Absolutely.
You know, and when we just tried to be, you know, thoughtful and just do the best that we could to tell those stories. We also, like, you know, didn't let the other kids know that we were focusing on Alex.
So yeah, that was right.
As yeah. Well. Yep.
The other thing that I would quickly want to, I know we're short on time, but I just wanted to, for me, what I want to know is, what do you think you've achieved with this movie? Like, what do you think you've achieved by making this movie? Do you think that you've started some kind of movement, or?
Well, I don't want it to be about me. I think that the film has impacted a lot of lives, and I
yes.
know that.
And, yep.
you know, from my perspective, you know, if just one kid that felt alone and felt like there was nowhere to go and that they were, you know, dealing with this thing that they couldn't put a word to, that they didn't know how to express, you know, if just one kid has benefited, you know, I think it's enough. And
absolutely,
and there's been a lot of that. So, you know, I guess to me, a good movement is not a movement that has like a person at the front of it.
Yeah.
But it's a movement that has multiple leaders and people that are seeing and taking initiative and organizing and creating change in their communities, in their circle of friends. That's a good movement.
Absolutely.
It's like about Lee Hirsch.
Yes. And Lee, what I got from the movie is exactly that. And also, you know, how much work we still have got about not minimizing bullying. Because like I was saying earlier on air, I was karate chopping the air when I was watching this documentary, when I was watching the educators and the administrators of dealing with when students would be, or parents confronting them and saying, my kids are being bullied. And the way they were minimizing it and not taking it seriously enough. Well, that's how it felt anyway. So it had a really big impact on me about how much as adults and educators and administrators we have to protect our children, and not to be innocent bystanders, not to watch, but to participate. And I think that's what your movie's done.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Lee, thank you so much for making such a wonderful, wonderful film. And it is part of the Melbourne International Film Festival. And it will be screening. Do you remember the dates there? I should have that in front of me.
Well, we've got one tomorrow. We've got one Sunday. And we've got one on Monday. But the film is in theaters starting on the 23rd of August.
Fantastic.
So. You know, we really hope folks grab a group of friends and head out to support the film when it opens. Because, you know, small films like this, boy, we you know, you don't get a lot of shots at, you know, playing across the country. So it that first week is absolutely critical to make sure it gets out to the smaller communities and gets the life that we all hope it will have.
Absolutely. Lee, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're an absolute champion, mate.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You thank too, you. Mate. Thank you. That was Lee Hirsch.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.